talking this morning about my trip to Walmart yesterday. It's not the first time we've talked about a Walmart experience. You know, we talked about before the Walmart thing where they tie a red bow, like some Walmarts do a thing on Friday nights where you can tie a red bow on your cart and go out and, you know, be all singled out and stuff like that. No, I saw a girl when I was trying to get cheese, and she was good looking. She was wearing a royal shirt, and she had on those shorts that I like. Those gray ones. The t-shirt material. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I only thought about it for like 15 seconds before I go, no, you can't approach someone at Walmart, can you?
You stood there for 15 seconds staring at her before you decided not to do anything?
Well, it was one of those things. She was looking for her particular type of cheese, so I was a little bit behind her for a second, you know, waiting for her, and then I was like, I see my cheese. I should just go up and get it. And so I went and got it, and that was the end of it. So far, people have been pretty hard on me this morning for passing this opportunity by, and not least asking her out. I mean, don't ask, you don't get. No, sure don't. I don't know what it was about her, but there was some kind of magnetic thing going on there, and I was so close, but I knew it. I knew I couldn't.
Pheromones?
Couldn't go. And it was late in the, the pheromones were going crazy. And I was like,
oh, maybe
I
just
smell
the cheese.
Pheromones.
She was standing near the cheese.
Oh, yeah. She's...
Which acts as a pheromone to you.
Yeah.
Is that Pepper Jack?
I know. I was hoping you wouldn't tell everybody about my problem, but...
My bad.
That's okay. So did I miss out by not doing this, or can you approach someone at Walmart? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Now, part of the reason I'd say, can you approach someone at Walmart, she was not all dressed up or anything like that, obviously, as I just described what she looked like. You could tell she was just like, I'm wearing what I'm wearing, and I'm going to go buy groceries. Maybe she wouldn't feel comfortable having someone hit on her while she's not, you know, all done up and everything. I don't know. What do you think?
Just let you know that, you know, I met my wife in Walmart.
Are you serious?
Yes, I did. We dated in high school and broke out, and we didn't see each other for 3 years. And me and my buddies left the club, and we're riding around Walmart one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, riding bikes around Walmart. And she called out my name, and I was like, no way. And I turned around, and she stood there. And from that day on, me and her were side by side together for, well, pretty much till now.
So you guys were together, and then Walmart reunited you later on? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
What section was it in?
She was in the hygiene section getting some shampoo and body wash and stuff, and
oh.
I was just riding one of the bikes around the store, goofing off. Next thing I know, I hear her voice, and I knew the moment I heard her voice, I knew exactly who it was, and I was like, no way. Turned around, and lo and behold, there she was.
Yeah, see ya.
So,
man.
I mean, Walmart's a good place to meet somebody at.
Walmart is it's a great place, you know. For as much flack as Walmart gets for, you know, people like, oh, Walmart doesn't pay people enough and all that stuff. Man, it saves people a lot of money, and then maybe you meet your wife there.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're looking for a commitment, you really can't find a girl in a bar.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So,
no.
I hate to say it, man. You may have passed up a good thing.
Yep. All right, bro. Hey, thanks for...
Maybe she'll call.
Maybe. I doubt it, though.
All right.
Thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
Hey there, what do you think?
I think you totally didn't mess up.
I didn't mess up?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the first person. Go ahead. Why?
I know. Well, I've been hit on at Walmart before,
uh-huh.
And I'm not going to lie, it creeped me out. Because, like, you know how you get in, like, a little traffic jam with your carts?
Yeah.
The guy just kind of came up behind me and was like, I just want you to know you're gorgeous. And it creeped me out. I mean, I'm married and I had my daughter with me, so maybe that's why it creeped me out a little before.
Wow, I'm not that dumb to approach someone who's got a kid with them. And ask them, I mean, yeah, that's typically a good sign that they're probably not available. Yeah. Wow, okay. Yeah, see, that's an interesting circumstance because you have a different perspective, seeing how,
I don't know. I think it might have creeped her out a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Hitting on her with cheese, but...
Even though we had this great cheese connection and she likes the Royals and I like the Royals too, that... All right.